Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy. It's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo. We are in a completely different setup, but this is like a second home to me back here at CrossFit Distinction in Beachwood. I have my man here, Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Marcelo.
I texted Kyle probably like a week ago saying, hey, do you want to hop on the pod? Kyle said yes, and we found a date, time. Figured out everything, and I'm looking forward to it because I came here start of my eighth grade basketball season and then finished off all the way into my senior year. This place is truly special to me. I've created great memories, great friendships, and it truly made me into a beast. So I'm very thankful for that. And Kyle always spent hours with me here, even after like the workouts, just doing extra drills, helping me get better. And they've been great influences on me throughout my life, and I'm always thankful for that. But I'm very excited to have you on here, Kyle, and it's going to be a great episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what first sparked your interest in CrossFit, and how did you get started?
I mean, really, to begin with, like, I probably didn't really see myself being here, like, out of college. I really thought, like, I'd be in a sports performance setting, like, in the private sector or in, like, a high school. And, like, a friend, well, my brother's friend, he was, like, one of the ones that kind of, like, started this place. And they're like, yeah, just come on, drop in, see if you like it kind of thing. And I was like, I don't know, CrossFit. So I had such a bad, like, not, like, you know, people thought, like, CrossFit was kind of silly in the beginning.
Yeah.
And did my first workout, and I was hooked. Because, like, it kind of felt like that little, like, competitive nature kind of thing. And it was just fun. It was hard. Definitely remember it being very hard and people lower than me beating me. I still do sometimes, but you know.
Yeah.
But no, again, it's fun. And then like that competitive nature to want to be better, not just because you want to be better than the person next to you, but because you want to be better. And that's also like a reason why I still do it too. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you say that because when I first came to CrossFit, a lot of people were like, oh yeah, like CrossFit, you know, like it has like a bad like reputation with it. It's not like, yeah, like normal weight, like weightlifting, but you know, like when you come here, like it is like intense.
Yeah.
And I feel like nowadays, like you see more people like joining CrossFit because of how intense it is, and
yeah,
like the workouts and also like the group work and all of that.
Yeah.
Wow. So can you walk us through your journey from being a strength coach at Nordonia High School to becoming a CrossFit coach?
So I was already kind of like volunteering a little bit here in the beginning when I started being a strength coach at Nordonia High School, just mainly a football team. And, you know, I mean, that was a great time in my life for, I think, two years, almost 2.5 years, working with that age group of kids. And football is great. So I think football is like one of the best like sports you can play. Such a team sport. And it's kind of like, how CrossFit's pretty awesome too. Like it's not a team thing, but it's like very community driven, very like together. But you know, different things like doing the strength program, laying out like the workouts for the team, helping them get stronger. You know, setting up, the flow of the workouts, monthly and throughout the season, and then in season or off season and in season.
Yeah.
You know, those things kind of helped out, like, how I would program for CrossFit as well in a little bit, in a way. And then also, like, things I knew from CrossFit helped me program the strength programming for Nerdonia. I mean, different things like mobility and stuff where it's kind of like a little bit more introduced in the football setting that I took from CrossFit to there. I mean, they're kind of similar in a way. It's still like intense.
Yeah.
I mean, anything's intense if you want it to be.
Right.
I mean, that was definitely a fun time. It's definitely it was probably like a year out of college, and then that was like one of my first things I started doing.
Wow.
But yeah.
So then how did you make your way to CrossFit, just like from Nerdonia?
Well, I mean, they're still like kind of like, they still kind of like coexisted, because I was like I said, I was volunteering
right
at the same time too. And then, I was actually like, not that I didn't want to do that still, it's just I saw like more of an opportunity here, just to have more of a touch and outreach to other people. And so like that one setting of like high school age boys. And then, you know, there's just a larger population here to help.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, too, like, you know, doing like those high school workouts, like those are almost like exactly the same to here, because, you know, you do like, you know, you're stretching, then you go into like the weightlifting part.
Yeah.
You go back into stretching. You can also like, you know, do some cardio with it. So like a CrossFit workout is definitely kind of like, you know, those high school workouts.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. I mean, fitness all like kind of like blends together.
Yeah.
I mean, you take something from everything and kind of like make it your own in a way.
Right.
But that's definitely how like coaching like football kind of helped me be better at a CrossFit coach too as well. And I definitely enjoyed that time, and sometimes I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
But being able to be here and having like that impact on others is definitely something I really enjoy and still love doing.
Yeah, and also too, you played football.
Yeah.
Right.
High school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely still like, even with basketball, definitely still miss like a part of like,
right,
the game every
yeah
now, uh-huh, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. So how has CrossFit changed or shaped your life over the years?
A lot. I've been here since like the doors opened, basically. My health for sure. Just cause like, I mean, yeah, I was like working out, like I know how to work out and things like that, but like being in this environment to like want to do better keeps you out of that like rut of like just doing the same things all the time. And then also, like, I have lifelong friendships that, like, some people I call family, basically. I've had a lot of people, like, probably 30% of the people at my wedding were from here. So
wow.
It's just cool, like, that impact of, like, what this place has had on my life. And then, too, like, and not even just, like, mine, but, like, being able to like help others is more of like why I see myself as a coach, and that's like why I do it, versus like it's never a me thought process or like it's more of that servant mentality versus it's not me.
Wow.
So yeah,
but I mean, like, so you've seen so many people probably come through like in and out of this building.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that's so cool is that you've been able to like see others' progress, mm-hmm, like going forward. Like, for example, like you saw my progress from the eighth grade to senior year.
Yeah.
And there, you know, there's people that have been here for a long time. You've seen their journey competing in like the CrossFit games and all of that. So seeing that is definitely probably super cool to like look back on.
And not even like, I mean, you mentioned the CrossFit games or like you, but like even like someone like older who like just started getting into fitness and like seeing their progress from like day one until like maybe a year later, it's just crazy. Like what, if they really want to like get better at their health and, you know, improve their health and get better at fitness, like what could be really possible? And like the small wins are like so cool because they add up to big victories. So
yeah, like the one person that always sticks out to me was Dave.
Dave DeWitt. Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was awesome. Like in great shape. Coming here, all the time.
Track and coach.
It was just like so like cool to see. Like, yeah. That's how I want to be like when I'm like older.
Yeah, I mean like we've had a member here who has been battling diabetes and he was overweight and he's lost, I don't want to say like how long it's been, but I think it's been over like a 2 year span. Again, don't quote me on the time frame, but he's lost since he started his like fitness journey and health, he's lost over 140 pounds.
Wow.
So, and yeah, it's great. Cause like we always celebrate like the strength and things like that. And we're like, being faster or whatever, but like improving your overall health is really like what we're aiming towards.
Wow. You know? That is awesome.
Yeah.
So what are some of the most rewarding aspects of being a CrossFit coach?
A story like that, like I just mentioned, or just like, seeing like those small wins, like someone who just figures out like a certain movement, getting their first pull up, because sometimes it can be like such an elusive thing. Like people think it's just so hard because it is a hard thing to do for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just celebrating those things with members, athletes. And I say athletes because like, yeah, we're all members here, but like doing like what we do in here, like we're very athletic.
Very.
So like, very. Not many people like want to do this because it's difficult and it's hard. Like that's what makes us better. But yeah, I mean, coaching is just rewarding in general because, like, the relationships you build with people and being able to help them progress through movements or, like, setting a new personal record or just talking them through, like, about their day, really, and just helping them have this place as an outlet.
Yeah.
So.
Which is awesome because, you know, there are a lot of, like, stresses, whether that's school, like, college, just life in general. So coming here kind of, you know, getting a nice little workout in just takes away, you know, that stress for at least like an hour. You get to come here, meet great people, and also get a nice little workout in.
Yeah.
Probably become sore after, but.
Yeah. I mean, we have people here that stay for another hour. So, I mean, you know, it's just a place to hang out and like be with your friends for a while.
Yeah.
So
obviously I was here from the 8th grade to senior year of high school. So what do you remember most about coaching the group I was a part of?
It was a great group. I've actually been talking about it a lot because, like, our 6th grade has been kind of quiet lately. But that, like, time frame of, like, what, 2017?
Yeah.
16?
2017, so, like...
Yeah, to, like, 19.
Yeah.
Basically, right? I mean, we had a great group. There's, like... probably like 10 solid people every time or more. And everyone was really tight. And it was just fun because, like, you know, everyone was kind of like in their mid to late 20s. And there's you.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone loved it because, like, you know, like little brother kind of thing. And, like, and you embraced it. So that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was always a fun time because, like, we got the work in, but we got to hang out and, you know, it was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome too, because I remember like my first time coming here doing like the training sessions with like you, Dan, Zach, like I think I was like the youngest person here aside from Daniel.
Yeah.
I think Daniel was 1 year
and then Trudy.
Ahead of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like that was just awesome because I mean, going into like a, you know, different like setting with a bunch of like older people, you're kind of like
it can be very intimidating.
Yeah, but I was very excited just like to be a part of it, and they kind of accepted me.
Yeah.
I know like Megan,
uh-huh.
Erica, Alec. I mean, we were like a super tight group, and we were here. I mean, I think pretty much every class we were like within like the same group.
Yeah,
so just like creating like that bond, and You know, even like even everyone just embraced like the dancing, the hype, the you know all of the energy that I brought.
Hyped up.
Oh yeah, it was like it was something. It was truly like a special time and
yeah.
something that like I was always thankful for because you know coming into a new place, you're not sure where you're gonna fall. You're not yeah. sure how long you'll even be here because the previous gym I was at, it was just very just all to yourself. Whereas here, it was all group, it was all team, it was yeah. all community. And I'll never forget because my uncle said, "Hey, you should join CrossFit. Like a lot of people have been doing it. It's kind of new." And I was like, "All right, sure, why not?" So, you know, just even like even the relationships like my dad, like my family, like had like with like the people here, like it was awesome
yeah,
because,
yeah.
you know, my parents would come pick me up and, you know, we'd start like a conversation and just all of that. And that was truly all of your guys' doing, and without your help, definitely wouldn't have been as special for sure.
Yeah, man.
So since I was the youngest athletes training at CrossFit Distinction during that time, how did coaching younger athletes like me influence or shape your approach to training? And did you change the way workouts were structured or communicated with like different age groups?
Yeah, I mean, definitely change that for you because that's like the nice part about like CrossFit is everything's like scalable to like the individual. So like, it's not always a one size fits all kind of thing. And like, I don't know, it was fun having you because like when I first was doing internships in college, it was always like middle school to high school age, like kids.
Yeah.
So that was always like more my speed in general. So when you came here, I was like, all right, this is cool.
Yeah.
Instead of like an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we would change up, you know, it's always how you approach the workout, change up that way. Maybe like obviously the weight of it, because like, you know, what was ever more comfortable to you, but still pushing you,
right?
To keep going, you know, different movements, just like all of us. If we need to change the movement from like a pull up that has like kipping motion and it's just too fast, we can go strict pull up, which I'd rather you do back then too, because it was like stronger for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you always killed the runs, so like running was better for you, but we always had to make sure that you were trying to do some more weights because
yeah,
we need to fill you back out.
Right.
And like the age you're at, like that's such a tough age because like learning body awareness and things like that. So like when we were learning like the Olympic lifts, that was tough.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you just had to be patient. So
right.
Just like anybody. But, you know, like in a way, some people think like just because of age, like it's different, but I don't know. It's just how you approach someone,
right?
And show you care.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the running parts were definitely my favorite because I always knew I was like, all right, like, I have easy.
Sometimes advantage. Came out too hot.
Sometimes did come out too hot. Ended up losing, and then yeah. You know, I got some crap from you guys.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Or Evan.
Oh yeah, but I mean. Even with like the weightlifting, when I first came here, I saw people, you know, just throwing just heavy weights over their head. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. But, you know, it's nice because CrossFit really, you know, makes you comfortable, you know, with what like whatever weight you're using, just how you said. But at the same time, you're still pushing us to, like, be better. And over time, you know, the weights will improve, the strength will come. But,
yeah.
I mean... Yeah, it was definitely nice to have that like balance as well, because I know like with certain lifts, like, you know, whether that was in high school, it was always just set on using like a certain weight and just pushing you out to the max level, and then you were just burnt out for like, the whole day.
Yeah.
Whereas like this, like, yeah, I mean, there were times where I was on the floor dying. Like I'll never forget, there was a video in like 2018. It was after a workout. I was just on the floor dying, and you were just sitting there just videotaping it. You were like, wow, Cello. Like, I mean, it was so funny. But like the one thing that stood out to me too was when, you know, the last person was working out, everyone would clap and kind of cheer for them. That was one of like my favorite things because, you know, it just built that, you know, just, hey, just keep on going. Just stay with it. Cause a lot of people would just, you know, quit or give up. But, you know, it just shows how awesome this place is. So CrossFit Distinction has always had a tight-knit community that feels more like a family. So how have you fostered that bond over the years, and what does being a part of this community mean to you personally?
Fostering it more of just like we used to do a lot more like events together. Just like I feel lately it's just been kind of more life, which has been kind of like pure busy.
Yeah.
But it's been more of like when we do events, like go out and hang out kind of thing. But also like when we're here, like making sure people are seen. Like people always laugh because I always say, yeah, and whoever. Like,
yeah,
it's just fun. But it's always, it's a nice way to be like, I know you're here. I'm glad you're here. And like, I know I love that feeling too. Not even like, you know, just because like I get to be like, so-and-so's here, I'm pumped. Like, I mean, I hope people know I like feel that way too, because like, it's just a fun time when people are here. And I appreciate each individual that is here. You know, we're all different.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fun. And that's what brings it, our differences make life fun too. And in this group. But like, you know, like you're saying, fostering that, like I said, making people seen and like, having that like, feel at the end that we're all together.
Yeah.
Cause we are together. Like we're sweating through this. Like it's tough, but it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, we come together like during that part. And then, you said like, what does this mean to me kind of thing too, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this community means a lot to me. Yeah, I don't know, kind of like when I talked about earlier, like, people, like, they consider more, like, just friends, but, like, some are family members almost in a way sometimes, like, what, three people were in my wedding.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, Sue, Brandy, and Aunt, but, like, I don't know, like, this place means a lot to me. I mean, I've done a lot for it, but everyone's done a lot for me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like, it's funny how, like, it's a job, but, like, this place is, like, I don't know, it's a lot. It's a lot of me.
Yeah.
So, and I really appreciate, like, being here. I've seen a lot of people over the years, like, come and go, and I still keep in contact with some people. You.
Yeah.
Here and there. But even, like, I don't know, people from, like, straight from the beginning, like, I still see here and there. Like, social media is nice because you can see people that way. But, yeah. I feel like there's more of that question that I could, like, answer. yeah, I don't know. Like, man, like, even, like, having Miles here now, like.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's a burden, like, people, he's, like, all over the place, but people, like, embrace him because he's all, you know, like, they don't mind having him here. Like, they still love him, too. So, yeah. It's cool. But, yeah, this community means a lot to me. I don't know. And making sure people know that this place is somewhere they could be means a lot, too.
Yeah. And, like, so. Kind of, like, going back on, like, what you said, you know, obviously you had people like me here who were super high energy, and then you also had people that, you know, were very quiet to like, themselves. I mean, I'm sure making those people, like, feel, like, seen, even though, you know, they are quiet, you know, that they're doing their own thing, you know, that it truly, like, made us all closer, and eventually those people felt more comfortable to, you know, have a conversation with you or kind of, like, go out of their way, ask how, like you're doing, because at times, you know, the high energy people are always with the high energy people, but, you know,
it's a lot for the lower energy people.
Right. And then at times they're like, come on, like, turn down the music, I'll do this. But, no, I mean, that's like, it's crazy, because even when Meg brought Axel here too, you know, people, like, I'm sure are afraid of dogs, but
yeah,
I mean, we all, like, wanted him here.
Yeah.
And, you know, wanted to be a part of that. And I'm sure it's cool for you, like, seeing Miles here.
Yeah.
You know, especially since, you know, you've been here for so long.
Yeah.
And now you're able to bring, like, your kid here, see him, have, you know, bonds with, you know,
yeah,
friends like, mm-hmm, like Randy, Sue, and all of that. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah, and saying, like, you know, quiet people and, like, high energy people, like, the quiet people too, like, you know, like, some people, like, keep to themselves, but, like, just the little things, like, be like, how was your weekend, or how was, or whatever, or just silly things like, what'd you have for lunch today?
Yeah.
This is funny to, like, you know, keep people talking, because, like, even like the how was your weekend thing, it just shows people like that you care, like, you know. Yeah. And like, yeah, I don't know, it gets people to talk a little bit more, and this is a social kind of place, so it's just fun.
Yeah, and there's a lot of caring people here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A great network. Like, if you need something, like, you definitely don't be afraid to ask someone. Like, they'll help.
Yeah. I mean, even with, like, jobs. Like, I remember there was one guy, I think my senior year, who was like, hey, like, if you need a job coming out of college, just, like, reach out to me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I haven't even thought about what major I was going to be yet. But
what am I going to do?
Yeah, and even with, like, the social media, like, you know, people are having kids that, like, you know, were not even married, like, when I was here. So, like, yeah. it's crazy, like, seeing all that and seeing, like, the, you know, network. And even with, like, the Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And you guys also did, like, the trivia nights. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think I was old enough to go to the trivia nights, but, I mean.
Did we do one of those? Maybe.
I don't know about here. I think it was at, like, a bar or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, see, like, yeah, like, those nights out are fine. But, yeah, like, we went to the Indians game, Guardians game this past summer.
Wow.
Holiday party this year was at the beach truck park, just kind of hang out kind of thing. And then we're planning one for the summer. Because the holidays are always kind of tough to get everyone together. Especially around that Christmas time. So we're going to do, like, a summer thing, which would be more fun. You know, bigger bash that way.
Yeah.
And I always think that's cool too, because like, it shows like how much we appreciate our members too, because like, giving back that way.
Right.
So
what has been your favorite CrossFit event or competition to take part in, and why?
To take part in?
Yeah.
Whew. It's tough. I did one with Brittany when we were first like dating. She was, like, getting into CrossFit.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun to do that with her. And we've done two together, I think. But, man, I don't know. My most favorite. Did one. Oh, maybe one, like, 2017. It's called The Grind. It's a Crooked River CrossFit.
Okay.
It's fun because it's like boom, boom, boom. It's like 10 events, but they're all really fast. They're like 5 minutes a piece, maybe, or a little bit more. But they're tough because like you're just going the whole time. And yeah, I don't know, man. Like that one's just fun because it's fast. And all these events like kind of blend together because they're all really fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think what makes them the most fun is like doing them with people you enjoy being around, who are your friends. And like pushing yourself.
Yeah.
Like I remember a couple years ago, like I hit a double snatch PR.
Okay.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
Like it's not a lot for most people, but for me that was really cool. Cause like competition, like anything else, like kind of puts you out of your, you don't really think that much. You just kind of go. So that was fun. But I was, yeah, I don't know. They're all fun. My very first one was an individual event. That was cool because I feel like not many people do individual events anymore.
Yeah.
So it was cool to, like, do that on my own. And thinking, you know, it's kind of tough because I think I did RX back then.
Wow.
Shouldn't have been in there.
Crazy.
But it was fun. You know, just cool to do.
Yeah.
And, again, events are just fun because, like, or competitions are fun to see, like, what you got and test it out, test your fitness.
Yeah. So what's cool is when I was doing my research, I found, like, all, like, your stats on, like, CrossFit or, like, CrossFit Games. And it said your affiliate rank, I'm not sure what it was for.
Very low.
But you were ranked 11th and 3rd here at CrossFit Distinction in 2024.
Yeah, it's probably pretty low, guys. You don't want to, it's all right.
And then also, too, it showed, like, your, like, stats. I'm not sure how, like, recent it is, but a 410-pound deadlift.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you posted that on, like, Instagram, right?
Yeah, it's a little while ago, yeah.
Wow. Crazy. But, I remember...
I'm old now, solo.
You're not old. But coming here, I think it was, like, the Doomsday event here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, something like that. I remember there was, like, caution tape, like, everywhere.
Yeah, we posted that.
Yeah, and then, like, you had, like, the, like, groups and stuff. Like, just seeing that, it was super, like, intense.
Yeah.
But it was awesome because I think you got to pick your teams, right?
If we yeah, it was teams with. Of four. Two guys, two girls. Soup and Lou chose that one. They did great. It was a really cool event 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that was like crazy just coming in here, because usually, like, you know, it's all like we're all spread out. Here it was like you're four people, one like section, and everyone's just grinding the music. So yeah, it's sweet. You have everyone cheering and clapping. It felt like almost like a game.
Oh yeah,
like just like a game environment. You had fans watching. Like
Scott was on the microphone hyping people up.
Oh
he's
yeah,
good at it. Loses his voice pretty quick, but he's good at it.
Right.
No, it's great.
And also too, the one thing before coming here, I went to Crooked River to do like a few like workouts, uh-huh, but they didn't want me because I was too young. So shout out to CrossFit Distinction for that, accepting me as a middle schooler in the eighth grade. So yeah, that was awesome. But
they had signed off on it. It was okay.
Yeah. So what are your current goals as the coach for CrossFit Distinction?
Just keep making this place the best that it can be. Like, I mean, that's just always my goal. Like, sometimes, like, in every class I teach should always be, like, a really good class. I know there's sometimes it's probably not a great class, but, like, you know, look back on it and be like, what could I have done better? Like, could I have, like, talked to someone a little bit more? You know, in that sense, like, that's kind of, like, what I want to do, because, you know, this place should be the best around. Like,
yeah,
every CrossFit should be great, but I think we should be the best around. And I know not everyone's going to think that way, because, like, I feel like every cross is different and everyone is different. So, like, you find, like, your spot.
Yeah.
Some people outgrow those spots, and that's fine, too. But I don't think I have yet, which is good.
Yeah.
And I hope I don't. But, I mean, you know, I love coaching. I love being able to have, like, that effect on people, and I hope I am able to always have the effect on people and help them through like their journey. But otherwise, like in like a different aspect, like personally, like I'm a level 2 trainer right now.
Okay.
So level 3 is next, and it's just like a test. So
let's go.
I'm going to plan on doing that one soon, you know,
let's go,
show
Kyle.
His progress, you know, show his keep going further.
Right.
But you know, just keep up on stuff and make sure I'm doing the best I could be doing for everybody else. But yeah.
Yeah. And also too, you know, I'm sure too, there are a lot of like newer coaches coming here.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure like over the years, there's kind of like what, 3 or 4 when I first started. And you know, there's been some people that have left, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Over the years, like, I mean, there's just like members and there's been coaches that come and go, and they either get like, jobs that take them away from being here enough, or they move, things like that. But yeah, we have a few newer coaches now, so it's just kind of fun to like help where I can.
Yeah.
Not trying to be like, this is what you need to do, or like there's sometimes where I might be like, well, you might want to do this instead, or like approach it differently. Or just, you know, coaching all the like experiences like that you've had, and you know, taking it and like maybe this works, maybe this doesn't, and helping with like different cues for people,
right?
So I don't know, again, like it's just fun to have like different new coaches here and there, to help them out, especially to like think back like where I came from and help them get to be better coaches too, because like I don't know, I know the people who helped me out in the beginning, they're great, so want to be like that impact on new people.
Right. Which, I mean, you definitely have been for sure. So, what's the most challenging aspect of running classes and keeping members engaged?
No, I mean, that's probably the most challenging aspect sometimes, because, like, yeah, you know, you get an hour, and depending on, like, what the workout is, it could be a tight hour or it could be a loose hour. So, meaning, like, the workout could be quick, and you have all this time left over. But like, so that means we should be teaching a lot more, because coaching is teaching a lot. So it just depends, like, keeping people engaged and just making people know, kind of going back to, like, saying, or going back to, like, how I said, making sure people know that they're seen, so, like, they feel like there's a reason to be here. Helping people, like, you know, scale the workout and understand, like, what's going on to best hit the intensity level that's it. Lose my words. you know, hit the right like intensity that's intended for the workout. Because right. every workout has like a certain intention for it. Intense stimulus, but yeah, I mean, it's just coaching should be fun and wrangling everybody together. Like I always like write like a class plan out, so like my timings set up, and you know, I don't always keep it tight, but like I try to keep it within those frames. That way too, like I'll write out little notes for myself, on like what things I want to touch on or different cues I might talk about for the, movements. But yeah, keeping people engaged, good music, keeping things fun. Otherwise, if it's not fun, there's no point.
Right. You know?
Cause yeah. you should always like think about, you know, remind people like you get to do this. You don't have to do this. Like if you had to, like you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
If you get to. So.
So like, what's like your go-to song to keep people hyped up?
I don't know.
It's gotta be Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's gotta be DMX.
Sometimes Till I Collapse to start the workout, or the 300 Violin Orchestra.
Yep.
It gets people hyped.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Throw It Up, Lil Jon sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, more old school.
Yeah, those are like the classic Kyle, you know, bangers. Yeah. So, how do you balance your personal fitness goals with your role as a coach?
I mean, I follow the program we have it through our gym, through Mayhem Programming. So it's kind of nice. I used to program myself and Luch would program together. And I would always test the workouts beforehand, and then that way I could still get my workouts in. But now, us relying on like an outside source, it's kind of cool because now I'm able to work out with classes instead of having to do it on my own.
Yeah.
So that's been nice because like having that push in a class setting and being with everyone else again is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I balance my fitness goals in coaching. You know, sometimes it's tough because like my only hour usually is 5:30 a.m. class. And like everybody else, now I don't always want to wake up at that time.
Right.
Sometimes I'm here closing until almost 8, get home, shower, eat, go to sleep, repeat.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's great. I'm not, you know, sometimes like people are like, oh, but like, I don't know. Shouldn't be that way.
Right.
So I'm lucky not to have to feel that way.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, then you got to balance out with like, we always think about just fitness in here, but like the bottom of the pyramid should always be nutrition to focus on your health. So it's got to, think about what you're fueling yourself with, you know?
Yeah.
So that's obviously very helpful. Yeah, it's really mindful of, like, what in, you know, eating lately.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to, you know, I mean, it's hard as a college kid to, you know, eat well. But I would say this year I've been trying to eat more fruit every day.
Yeah.
Salads. So I've definitely improved for
protein.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Tons of protein.
There you go.
But, so this is the quote of the episode segment. So I didn't send this to you.
Oh, boy.
Because at first I was sending it to people, and then I was like, all right, you know what? Let's just save this one for last. So for those that don't know what it is, the quote of the episode is, I'll say a quote from a famous athlete, coach, or anything that I find online. So just talk about what this quote means to you, and then after, tell the audience a quote that you live by every single day. No worries, though. This is a pretty easy quote. So it's from unknown source. So the pain you feel today will be the strength you feel tomorrow. So what does that mean to you?
It means the work you're putting in today, like, it helps you make progress. Like, you know, like, it's worth it. You know, just like when you're training in here, like, that's what you're doing. You're training. You're not working out because there's a goal. I always learned a long time ago, training equals goals, working out equals wandering. Yeah, I mean, doing what you're doing today has your progress for later. Cause it's always a constant, like, progress, you know, you should always be little steps to get to your main goal kind of thing. Like there's no shortcut.
Yeah.
You take a shortcut, you get cut short. Like, yeah, put the work in.
Awesome. So what quote do you live by every single day?
I don't know. One that sticks with me from like, years ago at my first or second internship in Florida, we were with like, college athletes and a couple like NFL vets. And one guy was like, he's like, man, I'm just too blessed to be stressed. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I mean, we all are. Yeah. When you think about it, we all are really like, we're all really lucky. You're alive. Like you should be helping everyone every day. Like, I don't know, servant mentality. It's not a quote, but like, yeah. That's another thing too. Like I'm lucky to be married to Brittany. Like she's a nurse and like, I feel like that's what, the two of us are very like servant mentality.
Yeah.
But too blessed to be stressed. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like get all negative and stuff, but like, why? Like you got less stuff to be thankful for. Sure. Like a lot of things like going on sometimes feel really tough, but I don't know. Keep working.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's true. Just keep pushing. Everything will get better for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even like just being thankful for like the stuff that you have, like the clothes you have, like the food, like even like the basic things that you don't think about, like, you know, a lot of people don't have that. So,
yeah,
you know, too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah.
What was that?
The timer. Thing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, before I end this episode, I just want to give a quick shout out to Kyle. Kyle, thank you so much for hopping on the podcast today. But the one thing, I don't know if I've ever like thanked you for this though, but during my junior year and senior year of high school, definitely some hard times with some coaches, kind of ruined my love for the game of basketball. I know Kyle and Dan and Luch, Kelly, a lot of people came to my games and that was awesome just to have them there. Even I'll never forget too, senior year, I had my coach just benched me for probably 4 games because me and him got in a fight in practice, but which was his fault because, you know, I was playing the right defense and he blamed it on me. But Kyle and all of them came to my game. Unfortunately, I think I played probably like 5 minutes, but just looking back on all of that, I'm so blessed for everything that they've done for me. This place is truly amazing. Everyone here is like family to me, and I'm so blessed, even, you know, becoming a senior, about to graduate college, they're still very much a part of my life. They see all my stuff on it, like Instagram, the stuff that I'm doing, even with this podcast. So I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful. And, you know, even when I was, you know, at a low point in my life, these guys were always there for me. And, you know, obviously there was a lot of high hopes of playing in college, but looking back on it, I'm very blessed because I'm able to do things like this and spend time and make memories with people that have been a part of my life for years. So I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very thankful for you, Kyle and Alec, and all the coaches that stayed after to put in the hard, you know, the hard hours, even though it was like 9 p.m. at night, you're still here doing drills. And I'm very blessed and very thankful for that. And wouldn't have changed anything about it. So CrossFit holds a special place in my heart forever. So thank you again. And that'll do it for this episode. Be sure to share with family, friends, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.